Necesidad y carácter de la revolución. La cuarta pregunta de ese capítulo.
AK-47s, Galil rifles and M16s lie across rough wooden benches in the backs of chairs. Close to 100 FARC rebels are listening to a lecture on political economy. Some scribble in notebooks with cartoon characters on the covers. Paula Rondon is a 26-year veteran of the FARC.
Every day our leader, Timoshenko, sends us messages saying study, 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 because the move to politics will not be easy.
This is the Isaias Pardo school, one of a handful of training camps hidden deep in the Colombian hills and jungles. Founded in 1984 to train the organization's top command, the school's activities have taken on greater importance recently as the FARC prepares for post-conflict civilian life. Rebels attend classes in philosophy, political economy, party structure, history and culture. It's part of an effort to transform the FARC's thousands of fighters into peaceful political activists. When the lecture finishes, Rondon leads a group of eight guerrillas in a class discussion. Wearing camouflage fatigues, some with berets and Lenin badges, students ask questions about the agreement.
The agreement says we will continue as a political movement, all of us. They aren't going to break us up. We will have the opportunity to take any civilian post or job, but we can never abandon the political fight.
Most of these fighters came from rural Colombia where there is little education. Most have barely finished primary school. This is the case of Eliodoro Suarez, one of the oldest members of the camp. At 19, he joined the 27th unit and has spent over half his life fighting, with only a two-year break, which he spent in a Bogota prison.
I joined without finishing primary school. The rest of my education I received here, with the FARC. The FARC is first and foremost a school, it's a college or a university of life, and we study a lot to raise the political, cultural and ideological mindset of all the fighters.
The current group of students has been enrolled for close to a year. Founded in 1984, it trained several of the FARC's current leaders in military strategy and political thought. Some of the fighters here walked hundreds of miles to attend. Rondon says that same toughness will be essential in the future.
We have to stay strong. If we could put up with so much here, how can we not cope with civilian life? Less cold, less mosquitoes, less mud, less heavy lifting and long marches. Why shouldn't we cope?
Under the branches and plastic sheets of the makeshift classroom, Rondon's desk is covered with books by Karl Marx, liberation leader Simon Bolivar, and Mao Zedong. Her students recite the Communist Manifesto.
La evolución política del país en las dos.
But even as study continues into future life as a peaceful political party, the FARC still have a lot of convincing to do. Many fighters are afraid of handing over their arms. When the FARC tried to enter politics in the mid-1980s, 3,000 supporters of their political party were murdered by death squads. And the FARC will also have to convince the public, particularly those who lost homes and relatives in the war, to support them in the future. For Radio France International, I'm Emily Wright, reporting from Caquetá, Colombia.